Is Daf Nun Gimel today's learning sponsored by the Hirschkirch family, Lina Nishmas Moshe Ben Yehuda Leib, and by the Weider family, Fuhr Shlema, Daniela, Tzipora Bas, Dina, she should have it, Fuhr Shlema. So with the top line of Nun Gimel and Aleph, today's a very, very long Daf, so let's try to get through it on time. So Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan V'nosan Esak Ktaras Al Ha'esh, Lefnei Hashem, we've been discussing the Ktaras, so you should place the Ktaras on the Esh, Lefnei Hashem, in front of Hashem, in the presence of Hashem, which means in the Kodesh Kedoshim, Shelo Yisakin Mi B'chutz, the yachnis. You should not mix the coals and ketores outside and have the ketores start fuming and then walk in that way. Lahotzi mi liban shel tzedukim, to remove the das, the opinions of the tzedukim who felt otherwise, that they would say shomrim yitakin mi b'chutz v'yachnis. They said no. First mix the coals and ketores outside and then walk in as the smoke is fuming. So my darish, what was the drasha that they made? With the anon, with the cloud as it was coming, that's how you'd enter in. Milamid sheyisakin mibuchutz v'yachnis. That's how the tzedukim understood it. So we responded back. Amru lehem. We said back to them. Chachamim. Look, for Nemar doesn't say in the pasuk v'nosin es akdaris ha'esh lifnei Hashem, in front of Hashem, means in the Kodesh Kedoshim itself is where you should create the anon, the smoke. Imkein matam alomar ki be'anon eirel kaparis. So how do you interpret the words? It sounds like with this cloud, one should walk into the kaparas. You have to put a mala ashan. What's a mala ashan? Says Rashi, three lines down from the top. A mala ashan is a shame ace of a type of herb. It's a type of herb that causes smoke to go straight up in a pillar of smoke. That's what was necessary as part of the herbs and the spices of the kaparas. So the Gemara then says, "Uminayin shenosin b'mala ashen." And how do you know you need to put it? So Gemara is going to ask. We just answered why. So we have the same question double. So Gemara is going to address why we say double. So uminayin shenosin l'mala ashen. How do you put this this herb in? Shenemar says v'chise anon ha'kataris is a kaporis. So you have to have the anon, the cloud of kataris, cover up the kaporis. Now the kaporis is what the covering of the aron was. So if two pesukim teaching is the same thing, we'll address momentarily. Ha'lo nasan b'mala ashan. Let's say you did not place the mala ashan. You did not place this herb. O shechiser achas mikol semaneha. Or you're missing any of the other spices. Chai misa, one is chai misa. That's the entire brisa. So before I go ahead, it's interesting. The Beis Yosef points out that he does not think this mala ashan, this herb that caused it to smoke, is one of the simanic taras. That if even though it helps the smoke go up in a pillar of smoke, in the end of the day, it's not one of the siman. And if one were to miss it, it would not be chai misa. That's what the Beis Yosef says. If you miss this mala ashan, you're not chai misa. So the Taz asks, the Gemara just told us, if you're missing mala ashan or any other simanim, you're chai misa. How could the Beis Yosef go against this sugya very clear in Daf Nun Gimel in Maseches Yuma? So what the Acharim answer is that there's a difference between Yom HaKippur and the rest of the year. The Beis Yosef is referring to the rest of the year. This mala ashan was not ma'ake b'dieved. That's when he said you're not chai misa. But the sugi here is talking about Yom Kippur. If one is missing the mala ashan, it was necessary, and the Kohen Gadol would be chai misa. So there's a difference between the Yom Kippur kataras and the rest of the year kataras. Gemara now says further. It says of a tepiglei, the kamayel bia rekanas. So if you look at Rashi to explain the question, Rashi five narrow lines down. Tepiglei dinami lo kasav hacha v'lo yamos. If the pasuk didn't say v'lo yamos, if he's missing one of the simanim, he should be chai misa kataras chasera. So how come the Gemara is telling us if he's missing one of the simanim, he's chai misa? There's a general klal that you're not allowed to enter into different areas, different rooms of the Beis HaMikdash for no reason. Bia Reikonis, an empty via. That's chai misa. Why is there a need for a second misa for missing one of the simanim? By missing one of the simanim, by definition, means you're coming to do nothing. You're not doing an avoda. You're missing an element of the avoda. So says Rashi again, Tepik lei di nami lo kasav v'hachi. Even if it didn't say here, lo yamas, by missing one of the simanim, Mechai Misa Akhtaris Chaseira. On a Khatar that's missing something, the Ashrach turns out, the Ayel Bia Reikanis Shalalatar. He entered into the Kodesh Kedoshim for no reason. The Ksivit says in the Pasuk, Val Yavo Bechalis Veloyamas. You can't come in any other time, otherwise one will die. So why is there a second Misa for doing a Khatar that's missing something? That's in essence the same thing as a Bia Reikanis. So he answers the Gemara as follows. Amar Sheshesh, Rav Sheshesh says, Hacha, B'may Askin, what's the case here? Kagon Sheshagag Bevia Vehizid Bakhtara. He walked in, he was a shogeg on the Bia Reikonis, but he was mazed on the being chaser, one of the simanim, so that's why it's chai misa on the kataris, and he's pater mitzad Bia Reikonis. Rav Ashi makes another suggestion why you need to have a separate pasuk of chai misa. Rav Ashi amar, afil tema hezid bezeh bezeh. Let's say he's mazed, both on Bia Reikonis, and also on Ktaros Shechitzer, still nonetheless, Kagon Da'ayel Shtei Ktaros. He brings in two Ktaros. Achas Shlema, one was full, so it was not a Birikanis. V'achas Chaseira, so the one that's missing. So in terms of Birikanis, he's not Chayev because he brought a full cup full of Ktaros. But he's Chayev on being Makdir Ktaros, that's Chaser because the second one he brought was missing something. So Abia, on the Abia, the entry, Lo Mechayev to Ayel Le Shlema because he brought with him a full Ktaros, which is going to neutralize it from being a Birikanis. But Akhtara, Mechayev, he's Chayev on Akhtara, because in the end of the day, the second Ktaros he brought, to come Mekater Ktaros to Chasera, that's why one would be Chayev Misa. So there are two scenarios whereby you need to teach me the din. There's a separate Chayev Misa for a Ktaros Shechisra. So Gemara now quotes from the Brice we just presented above, Amar Mar. We said, Minayin Shinosin Bash Mala Ashen, how do you know? You need this herb that's Mala Ashen, Tamalomar Vichisa. Gemara says, Kralakra, we're bringing a Pasik. Prove another pasuk. The very statement before that, the Gemara already proved to us, you need to bring it. It said in the pasuk, I'm going to read it again. What do we learn from the pasuk? Ki be'anan e'ra'el ha'kaparis? That's telling me, melamed, shenosim ba'mala ashen, the Brisa said. And then the Brisa said, u'minayin, how do you know ni'mala ashen? V'chisa anan ha'kadaris. So the two pasukim teaching me, you need this mala ashen, this herb that creates the smoke in a straight pillar. So why two pasukim? So Gemara says, Amar of Yosef hachikama. This is what we mean to say. Ainli Ella Allah Mala Ashen. I only know that you're allowed to use the leaf, the Allah, the leaf of this Mala Ashen, this type of herb. Ikr Mala Ashen Minayin. How do you know the ikr, the root, can also be used, can also satisfy this requirement? Tamalomar Vichisa. So the two Pshukim teach me both the leaf and the root may be used as the Mala Ashen. Amale Abai, Abai says, V'ha Ipchatanya. Don't we learn the opposite in the Brisa? Meaning, we're going to learn that the ikr is actually better than the leaf. We just said that the leaf is better and the chiddush is the root. We're going to learn that the ikr is the root, the chiddush is the leaf. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Nasin ba ikr mala ashen hayamasame v'ole v'kamakel achimigila shmeakara. That when you use the root of this herb, it causes smoke to go up in a pillar, hits the rooftop, and Kaven Shigila Shmekar, once it reaches the beams, Mimashimesh, the Yorid Bekosma ends up going on top and then down the walls and filling up Acha since Nismali Chabis Ashen, Habayas Ashen, until the entire Koshkadashim is full of smoke. Shinemar Vabai Shimali Ashen. So we know that the root is able to accomplish this. So that's the Iker. The Iker is the Iker. So the Gemara says, Ella Amar Bai, Hachi Gamar. Ainli Ella Iker. I only know if the Iker Mala Ashen works based on the first pasuk. How do I know even the Ola Mala Ashen Minayin, even the leaf of this Mala Ashen, of this herb, will also affect the smoke? Tamalomar Vichisa. The two pasukim teach me both the Iker and the Ola work. Rav Sheshes Amar, he says, Ainli Ella Ola Moed. I only know the Ola Moed that you had this din of the Mala Ashen. Shebet Midbar, the Mishkan and the Midbar required the Mala Ashen. How do I know that the Mishkan in Shiloh and the Beis Olamim, which is a reference to the Beis Hamikdash, which was the eternal bias, minayin that you also need the Mala Ashen, Tamalomar Vichisa. So he uses the Pasuk Vichisa to tell me not Iker versus the Allah, rather the locations. All locations require this spice or this herb of the Mala Ashen. So hi, the Gemara says, that concept we already know. Mi v'chein yaser lo moed hashochin eitam nafka. We know that. It applies to the Mishkan Shiloh and the Beis Olamim requires Mala Ashen. You don't need the Pasuk Vichisa. Ella hachi gamar. Ainli Ella b'Yom HaKippur, but I only know that Yom Kippur requires a Mala Ashen. How do I know? B'Shai Mos Hashanah Minayin, the rest of the year also requires Mala Ashen. Tamalomar V'chisa, that even Shai Mos Hashanah also requires a Mala Ashen. This goes against the Beis Yosef, which we said before, that there's a chiluk between Yom Kippur and the rest of the year, but maybe the different opinions whether this is B'di'evan or not B'di'evan, but that's how he learns the double psukim. So first we learn double psukim to teach me the root and the leaf. Then we suggested maybe the locations. Now we're suggesting the zmanim, the times, Yom Kippur, versus the rest of the year. And Rav Ashi says, Amar chala mitzvah v'chala akiv. He says, no, one to tell me that it's a mitzvah to put in Mala Ashen, and the second pasuk tells me it's la'akiv. And if it's no Mala Ashen, it's ma'akiv, the mitzvah. And Rav Amar chala onesh v'chala azar. One's telling me that there's a punishment involved, and one's telling me that there's an azara, there's an iser involved as well. That's what we learn from these two dinim. Look at Rashi. Rashi just says, Rashi halfway down the page, he says, Chad la'onesh, chad la'azhara, val yavo ki be'anan azhara. Don't walk in without the cloud. That's a lav. V'chisa anan v'lo yamos, ze onesh. So that's the one's an azhara, one's a punishment. Fine. So those are the different suggestions why you need a double pasuk of Mala Ashen. Gemara now quotes a braisa, the same line, the same topic, around 7 wide lines down, Tanya. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, he would teach us that lo yamos, onesh, Ki banan eira, that's the azhara, that there's a lav and there's a punishment of misa for one who violates this. Yachal yushneim amurim kodem misas bnei Aaron. One would have thought maybe both the azhara and the onesh was mentioned before the misa of bnei Aaron. And one would think that, just look at Rashi to add in a little bit added point here. Yachal yeshneim amurim kodem misas bnei Aaron v'nomar shebeavon mala ashen shelo netnu mesu. Maybe they died, the Nadav Avihu died, because they didn't put the Mala Ashen in. So maybe the Azhara and Onesh were both mentioned before the Mises Ben Aaron, and that was the cause of their death. Talmud Lomer, it says, Achrei Mos Shnei Ben Aaron. And Achrei Mos, after the death of Aaron, that's when we're introduced to Ki Be'anon Eirel Kaporis. It was only mentioned after they died. This was not the cause of their death. We only learned about this after they died. It came this halacha. So Yachal, one might have thought, Yushneim Amurim Achar Mises Shnei Ben Aaron. Maybe one would think that both the Azhara and the onesh of this Mala Ashen was only both mentioned and introduced after their death, Tamalomar ki be'anan eira el kaporis, which implies one of them was mentioned before. And what does that mean? So look at Rashi to explain here. Rashi says, where's that Rashi? Actually, no, wait, let's read a little bit further. Ha-ketad, azhara kodemisa, that they were told the lav of Mala Ashen before they died. But the onesh was only introduced achamisa afterwards. How do we know? My Talmud, what's the basis? Because the pasuk of Ki Be'anan Eira Kaporis Va'yavah B'choleis are both mentioned in Achrei Mos. It's both mentioned after they died. So one of these psukim seemed to imply it was mentioned earlier, it was referred to earlier. So what is my Talmud? What's the Joshua? Amar Rabba, Amar Kala, the pasuk says Ki Be'anan Eira Vadain Lo Nira. So look at Rashi to explain this Joshua. Rashi says Vadain Lo Nira Eira Mashma Lossed. Eira is future. I will appear. And Alma, as Kishinamar Mikrazeh Adain Lo Nira, Hashem never appeared yet to them. The Ilachar Misasan, but if this pasuk was said after the death, Kfar Nir Babayom, Hashem already did appear to them in the day of the Mishkan, Shinemar, Vayetu Vayirachos Hashem, as Am, Vayirachot Hashem El Kalam. So Eirah says, I'm going to appear to Klai Yisrael for the very first time. But we know, after the death of Aaron, before Aaron the sons died, Hashem already appeared to them. So Eirah, even though it's mentioned in the Torah, after Achrei Mos Bnei Aaron, it was actually really supposed to be before their death. Eira means, again, we're just trying to ein muktav muchar Torah. This pasuk we're trying to transport to before the death of Nadav Avihu. I will appear to you. Hashem already appeared to them. That means the Azhar kicked in before they died. It's a little bit confusing. So the Azhar is mentioned before they died. The onus was only introduced after they died, and that's what the Gemara is telling us. So elamai taima onish. If that's the case, if the Mala Ashen cannot be the cause of death because it wasn't attached to Misa just yet, so what caused their death? Kedatani, the Brisa says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer lo Mesu bnei Aaron ela al shehoru halacha bifnei Moshe Rabban. The Isser, the Gemara in Ervin talks in great length. If you remember, there's an Isser to be to paskin shilas in the presence of your Rebbe. So they paskin shilas in front of the Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu. My darsh, what was their drasha they made? The Nasu bnei Aaron akorin eish al mizbeach, and the bnei Aaron the Kohen have to place a fire on the mizbeach. The Apple Pisha Ishi, right? This Minashemaim, even though there's a fire that came from Shemaim every single day, they didn't need the fire from a man. Nonetheless, there's a mitzvah, Lahavi Minahediot, because it says, Venosnu Bnei Aaron HaKoren Ish. So that was the Lacha they passed in front of their Rebbe. That's why they died. Now look at the Tosas, the last Tosas on the page here. Tosas writes, Betas Kohanim, Ika Plugza, the Tanai, Tuva. There's a long list, a big machlokas Tanaim, my time, Ionish. Why they were punished? Ikamandamar misinai natlu visdami mipnei shamu meisu masai. One say because I'm not sure what misinai natlu means. That reference, they took something from Sinai, but one says because masai yamusu shnei zekeinim halalu. They said when the two old people are going to die? When's Moshe and I are going to die already? Vani v'ata, me and you will be nanigas hador. We'll lead the generation. And so there's a whole slew of suggestions in the Medrash. Uveperek dal misos nami maisile. There's also that many of the suggestions are brought in the Gemara and Sanhedrin. Vikimandamar Pure Roshavu, they had long hair when they did the Avodah. Ikimandamar Shtuyain Hayu, they were drunk. That's the simple understanding of the connection of the Psukim. Vikimandamar Bichusek Begadim Hayu, they were not wearing big dekuna. There must be 10-15 different answers why they're punished. If you want to take a look on your own, this happens to be a fascinating discussion. Rav Eliyahu Dessler discusses in Michtam Eliyahu, he discusses the Medrash. Whenever you have a Medrash, there's a machlokas what happened in Mitzias. It can't be machlokas Mitzias. There's an underlying reason behind it, and he connects it. The whole reason behind all of them was Gaiva. Gaiva was the big answer. So you go back to each one of them, Pre Rosh, long hair, that old big Kuna, Paschim Shaz in front of the Rebbe. It all goes back to Gaiva, which was the source of why they died. So now the Gemara says, as follows, two dots around 15 lines on the bottom, the Gemara says, Yatza uvalo derech knisaso. So then the Kohen Gadol walked backwards out of the Kodesh Kedoshim. How do you know that he'd walk backwards? This concept of walking backwards from a place of Kedusha. So Amr Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amr Yonasan, Amr Kala Pazik says, Ve'avo Shlomo levama asher begivon Yushalayim. He came to the Bama that was situated in Givon Yushalayim. So Givon Yushalayim are two different cities. What do you mean? V'chi ma'in in Givon eto Yushalayim. Ela makish yitziyaso migivon l'Yushalayim l'biyaso Yushalayim l'Givon. They're connecting the exit, the leaving from Givon to Yushalayim, to the coming from Yushalayim to Givon. What does that mean? Ma biyaso Yushalayim l'Givon. They went to Givon to, there's a Bama that was there. When you walk from Yushalayim l'Givon, you walk forward. Panav kape bama kederach biyasa. You walk facing forward. So too, through this connection, af yitziyasa migivon leYushalayim. When they exited Givon to return back to Yushalayim, panav kape bama. They also face the bama walking backwards kederach biyasa. That's the concept we learn. V'chein kohanim bavodasam. When the kohanim leave the different avodas, and v'levim beduchanim. When the levi stands on the platform to sing and play instruments, v'yisrael b'mamadam. The Israel would stand on top in the Azara. They'd oversee the Karbanos representing Klai Yisrael over the Karban Tamid. Whenever you walk out of any area of the Beis HaMikdash, you'd have to walk Kishen Niftar, when they'd exit or depart. Lo yu machzirim p'neim v'holchim. They wouldn't turn about face and turn their back to the Beis HaMikdash. Mitzadim p'neim v'holchim. They kind of walk sideways. They want to walk completely backwards. You could trip, but walk kind of sideways with some deference to the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara then says, V'chein Tamid HaNiftar Meirabo, when a Tamid exits, he departs from his Rebbe, Lo Yachzir Panav V'yelech Ela Mitzadeh Panav V'holach. He should not turn away his back and walk away. He should kind of walk backwards or to the side, showing Kavod to his Rebbe. Ki Hod Rebbe Elazar, Kad Hava Miftar Minei Rebbe Yochanan. When Rebbe Yochanan would depart from Rebbe Elazar, Kad Hava Bar Rebbe Yochanan L'Skuye, Hava Gochin Kai Rebbe Elazar Aduchte Ad Hava Michse. So he would kind of like bow down. Then Rebbe Elazar would bow down to Rebbe Yochanan. Rebbe Yochanan would leave, and he couldn't see him anymore. That's his way of showing the respect to his Rebbe. Rebbe Yochanan, the Havi Michse Rebbe Yochanan Minei. The Chad Havi by Rebbe Elazar L'Skuye Hava Kazal Achari. When Rebbe Elazar would depart from Rebbe Yochanan, when he'd be walking out now, he would walk backwards Achari Ad the Machse Minei Rebbe Yochanan until he couldn't see Rebbe Yochanan anymore. So there's a certain respect to Yishafi Rebbe. Never turn your back to your Rebbe, just like you should not turn your back to the Beis HaMikdash or to any place of Kedusha. Gemara then says, Rava, Kad Hava Miftar Minei Rav Yosef, when Rav Yosef would depart from Rava, Hava Azal Achore, he'd walk backwards, Adimin Kamakare, Misazim Be'askupte, to Rav Yosef, Dama. I don't know exactly the Mitzvah here, but somehow he'd walk and he'd hurt his feet from walking backwards, he'd actually start to bleed. Some blood would come from his feet from walking backwards and getting injured, but that's the proper cover one should show. The Rebbe, never turn your back. Gemara then says, Amrule Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef was blind, he couldn't see. So he had no idea that his Talmud was doing this to him. So they told Rav Yosef, Amrle Rav Yosef, Hachi Avid Rava. Rava did this so much so, he even got hurt when he was showing proper respect to. So what did he say? Amrle, so Rav Yosef gave Rava bracha, he ravua the tarim reshach akula kracha. He should be zocha to be the rosh, the head of the entire city. He should be the Rosh Hashiva. That was a bracha that Rav Yosef gave Rava for having such cover. The Gemara then says, two lines down in Nun Gimel Beis here, Amr Rebel Achsandri, Amr Bishub and Levi, when a person finishes davening Shemoneh Esrei, he should take three steps back, as we know. Then he should give shalom, osa shalom b'mramav. So that's what a person should do. So Amar Le Rav Mordechai, Kevin Shapasa Shalosh Psios La'achor. Once he took three steps back, Hasam Ibai Le Lemekam. You have to remain in that place where you took three steps. Stay there for a few moments. Mashal Talmud Hamnifta Mirabo. Like when a student leaves his rebbe, he shouldn't run away. He shouldn't run back. He should step back and wait a few moments. And in Chozel Altavi, he goes back to where he started immediately. It's Domel Kelev Osher Shav Al Kiel, like a dog who vomits and goes back to his vomit. So after you leave from the presence of the Shekhinah, you should wait a few moments there before taking a few steps forward. That's the Brisa. So there are a number of like five different reasons why you take three steps back. So I'll give you some of them. Beis Yosef quotes from the Or HaSachaim, one of the Rishonim, who says, the reason why they take three steps back after Shemoneh Esrei is because when it came to Kabbalah Satara, so there were 3 mil that was separate from Klal Yisrael from Har Sinai. So those 3 mil connected the separation of three steps back from the Shechina after davening. That's one shot. Brought down in the Medrash another reason that there were three different mechitzos around the Kabbalah Satara at Har Sinai that Moshe had to go through. There's a Choshech, Anan, Varafel. Those are 3 mechitzos. So the 3 steps represent the 3 mechitzos away from the Shechina. Another suggestion brought down is is from the Haigon, explains that since tefillos are connected tefinim tiknim based on the karbanos, the Kohen Gadol goes up to Mizbeach to bring the various karbanos. He goes to the right side and he turns around, and there are three steps between the ramp and the Mizbeach, those three steps. So when he comes down, those three steps are departing from the top of the Mizbeach, departing from the bringing of the karbanos. That's a suggestion. There are a couple other suggestions as well. Fine, back inside the Gemara now, where the first wide line, the Gemara says, Tanya Nami Hachi, Hamas Palal Tzarech Sheyafsiyah Shlosh Psiyos Achor, a person needs to take three steps back after Davening Shemin Esrei, V'acharkach afterwards Yitain Shalom, then he gives Shalom, V'imlo Asa Kein, if not, if he doesn't do this, Roy Lo Shlosh Palal, it says it's better that he not daven at all. Interesting. It's a very strong statement here. So then the Gemara says, then the reason why I look at Rashi, Rashi says three lines down from the top, V'imlo Asa Kein, if he does not do this, Nira Kimo Shalo Nata Rashos Lipater. So by giving shalom, without giving shalom rather, it's as if you do not ask permission. But by giving shalom, it's your way of asking permission from Hashem to kind of depart from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to step away from the Shechina. So then the Gemara says, Mishim Shemaya, in the name of Shemaya, we have Amru, who said, Shino Sein Shalom Liyamin, you give shalom first to the right side, V'charkach L'smol, then to the left side. Shenemar, it says in the Psukim, it says, Mimino Eish Das Lamo, Romer, it says, further, Yipol Mitzitcha Elf, Revava mimincha. So we see the right side always gets precedence. So my Omer, why do you need two psukim to teach me that the right is greater? So maybe the right side just the normal way people do things, but not because it's a halachic point. So we have to reinforce this with the second pasuk, Tashma yipal mitzitcha elaf revava mimincha, that the right side of the person is always stronger. So when a person steps back, you always give to the right side and then to the left side. We'll see that. Just going to flip that in just a moment. So Rava, Chazil Abaye Diyav Shlom Aliyamina Bereisha. So Rava observed the Abaye. He took his three steps back after Shemini Esrei. He did Osa Shalom to his right side first, just like we said. Amar Lei. So Rava says to Abaye, Mi Savris Liyamin Didcha. Does we mean the right side of you? No. Lismol Didcha. We're talking about the left side of yours, which is Kaya Mina Dehavi Yamina Shel Hakadosh Baruch, the right side of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So when you take your three steps back, you have to show greater kavod to Hashem's right side, which is your left side. So when you don't go back, you do Aseh Shalom Rib Merav to the left side, and then you do it to your right side, and then you do down to the middle. But then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chia B'rei D'Rav Rahuna, Chazin L'hu L'Abaye, Aiso Abaye, Rav D'Pasi Lai Shlosh P'siyos B'kriya Achas. So when they take their three steps back, they do it bowing down. The halach is brought down Shulchan Aruch. He's supposed to, when you go back, he's supposed to kind of bend down like that as you take three steps back. Not you have to do a full one or partially, but it should be like in a humble way, a strong proper kavod, and then bow to the left side, and then bow to the right side, and then down to the middle. So Gemara now says, Hamas Palel, quoting from the Mishnah, Tefillah Ketara Bebeis Hachitzon. So then after he'd walk out of the Kodesh Kodashim, the Kohen Gadol would now be standing in the Heichal, and he'd have a short tefillah. So my Matzah, what exactly would he say? What was the Nusach of the tefillah? So Rabin Bar Rav Ada, Tervayu, both of them held, Mishmei the Rav, in the name of Rav, Amru Yehi Ratzon Bufanecha, Hashem Elokeinu Shetehei Shanazu Geshuma, it should be a year of Geshuma, of great rain, Veshchuna, and great heat. That's good to have a lot of heat. That's a thing you want to ask for. You don't want heat. They say if it's going to be a very hot year, let it be a very rainy year to counter the heat. He would conclude the Trilah. We should not cease to have the kings from the Shevet Yehuda. The Pasuk says, Lo Yasu Shevet Me Yehuda. The Pasuk in the Brachos that Yaakov gave to Yehuda in Parshat Vayechi. So that this is just Aramaic. We'll see why in just a second. Aramaic for Lo Yasu Shevet Me Yehuda. And Lo Yehu Amcha Yisrael Tzrichim Lefarni Zemezeh. They should not have to rely on each other for Parnasa. Parnasa should come easily. And Vlo Sikones Lefanecha Tfilas Over Drachim. We don't want the Tfilas of the travelers to be accepted, which is interesting. We're trying to deflect the tefillah of somebody else, which itself is a fascinating concept. But the reason why not, because the travelers don't like rain. Rain ruins their trips. It makes it muddy, makes it harder. So they don't want rain, but we, living in Eretz Yisrael, we need the rain, we want the rain, and therefore we daven that their tefillahs don't get answered. So that's the short tefillah. It's all about rain, which is pretty fascinating. Now, Rav Yashiv asked the question, he said, I don't understand, why is this in Lashon Aramis? We have a concept that we want all tefillahs to be in Lashon HaKodesh. Number one is because Malachim help take the tefillahs into Shemaim, into Kodesh Baruch Hu, whatever that means. They don't understand Aramaic. They only understand Lashon HaKodesh. We say Kaddish, Yesh Mei Rabbah, so they don't understand. That's one exception. But other than that, everything should be Lashon HaKodesh. So why would we not want to utilize the Malachim? That's number one. Number two is even forgetting Malachim, so why choose Lashon Aramis over Lashon HaKodesh? What would the reason? We have to decide why we're choosing this one versus that one. So Rav Yashiv says the reason why, in terms of the question of the malachim, is there were no malachim in the Heichal. It didn't work. So somehow, when the Kohen Gadol was davening, he had a direct line to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He did not need to use the malachim, so therefore, Lashon HaRamis became an option. Okay, it's an option. But still you have to question, if it's an option on the table, why choose Lashon HaRamis over Lashon Kodesh? So Rav Yashiv, he said, that's brought down the name of the Gra, that there's another concept, to Gemara and Gittin, and they brought down Shulchan Aruch Simin, I don't know, Memtes maybe, that the din is a Dvarim Shebechsav, Yata Rashai Lomrim Balpeh. You cannot recite Psukim by heart. That's a din. So since one of the tefillahs were Lo Yasa Sheva Mi Yehuda, which is a pasuk in Parashat Vayechi, you couldn't say it by heart. He had no sitter there. Remember, he couldn't carry things. He had only the kaf and the machta. Didn't say he brought a sitter in his back pocket. So there's no sitter. He said this by heart. He memorized it. But to say Lo Yasa Sheva Yehuda, that's a pasuk. That's a violation of Dvarim Shebechsav, Yata Rashai Lomrim Balpeh. But if you say it in Lashon HaRamis, it would be allowed. That's what he says. That's the brought down. So then he says, if you look at the Rambam, however, the Rambam writes his whole nusach in Lashon HaKodesh. But he has one added letter. He says, lo yashar shevet, mi de Yehuda. By adding the dalet, and that's sufficient, says Rabbi Yashiv, to make it no longer the exact pasuk. Once it's even slightly off the exact pasuk, it's not b'chlal the isser of Dvarim Shebechsav, yet HaRashi Lomrim Balpeh. And that's how he explains why at least this phrase of Beis Yehuda was in Lashon HaRamis to avoid this concern. So now the Gemara says further, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, have ka'azil b'orcha, he was once traveling. Rabbi Chanina was a great tzaddik. Every time it was a tzaddik, but he was mamish like a miracle worker, the Gemara talks about. So he one time, he was ka'azil b'orcha, he was traveling, and shadda matar alai, it started to rain, he was stuck outside. So Amar, he says, Ribona she'olam, kol ha'olam kula benachas, everyone's benachas, everyone's inside their homes, and me, Chanina, b'tzar, I'm in great pain, it's raining, it's pouring on me. Pasuk Mitra, he had the ability to just like change the weather just by a short tefillah. So it stopped raining. Then what happened was, ki also the basin, when he got to his house, Amar Ribona Sholom, Kol Olam Kula B'Tzar, everybody's in Tzar because it's not raining. The farmers want there to be rain. It's not raining. We need rain. V'chanina b'nachas am b'nachas, it's not fair. So also Mitra, it started to rain. So based on this, Maisa, Amar of Yosef, my ahanyalei tzlusay the Kohen Gadol lagabe Rechanina ben Dosa. What exactly, how effective is the tefillah of Kohen Gadol up against the tefillah of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa? And just commenting on the kochos of tefillah, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Gemara then says, the price right before the mission, Tani Rabbanan, ma'isa b'Kohen Gadol, echad, sheherich b'tefillaso, there one time, the Kohen Gadol had a very extended tefillah. And nimnu achiv akwanim likanes, they were deciding who should go into, they thought he died. Who's going to go check on the Kohen Gadol to pull him out of there? Likanes acharava, his chilo heim nichasin, they began to enter towards the heichal to find him. Hu yotze, and the Kohen Gadol emerged from the heichal. So Amru lo, they said to him, b'nei maharachta b'tefillascha, why were you so long in your davening? Amr lehem, the Kohen Gadol says, kasha b'nechem, is it so hard? She's palalti aleichem, I daven for you, v'al beis ha-migdash, shalei acharav. What are you so, Amr, it wasn't a personal thing. It wasn't looking for my own benefits. I was doing it for the nation, for beis ha-migdash. Don't be so upset at me. Amr lehem, they said, very nice. It's very good. You had good intentions. It's all shem shemayim. But alti ragil lasos kein, don't get used to this. Sherei shaninu, we have a cloud. Lo haya marich v'tulaso. The Mishnah tells us we don't have an extended tefillah of the Kohen Gadol. Kadei shlo lahavis etha Yisrael. We don't want to get scared. So if it's more than 30 seconds, we're going to be very scared. Don't do this ever again. Okay, next mission now. Mishnah teaches us, Mishanitel Aram. The Aram was taken. So Evan HaYisal Sham Mimos Nevim Rishonim. There was a rock that was ready from the times of the early Rishonim. And Rashi's David and Shmuel. And Shtia HaYisal Nikres, called Evan Shtia. And Gavoa Minaret Shlosh Etzbalos is around 3 finger widths high off the ground. Not very tall at all. And a couple inches. And on top of this rock is where they place the Aron. Natal Sadam Mimisha. Now back to the Seder Voda. So now what happened was Natal Sadam Mimisha Haya Mimarisbo. So now what happened was, just to recall, we shechted the cow. The Kohen Gadol shechted the par. Now the par is the blood in the kli. Now if blood sits, it's going to congeal. So he gave it to Kohen Hedyo to mix it to make sure it doesn't congeal. While that Kohen's mixing it, the Kohen Gadol takes the Ketaris and he just goes into the Kodesh Kedoshim. He mixes it, and the whole Kodesh Kedoshim is full of smoke now. He exits now. He davens the tefillah. He exits. He goes back to the Kohen who's mixing the dam apar. He's no saying, not tells a dam, mimishi haya memaris bo. He takes the blood from he who is mixing it. Nichnas lemakum she nichnas. He goes into the area where he just went before, which is the Kodesh Kedoshim. Vamad bemakum she amad, where he stood. And he's a mimenu. He starts to sprinkle on the Aron. Achas l'malach, shev l'mata. We know achas v'sham. He does that whole seder. One top, seven below. L'haya miskavin l'hazos. He wasn't so exact actually in the sprinkling. We'll see that in just a second. Lo l'malach, lo l'mata. It wasn't exact on top. wasn't exact in the bottom. Ela kematzif, which we'll see in the Gemara what that means exactly. It's just kind of going down the line, seven up, seven down. But the Gemara is going to explain that, so let's wait on that piece for just a moment. And then kachay mona, this is how you'd count. Achas, achas v'achas, achas v'shaim, achas v'shalosh, achas v'arba, achas v'chamish, achas v'shesh, achas v'sheva. He'd count in that way till he finally did the seven sprinklings. Yata, then he'd exit from the Kodesh Kedoshim. He then placed the blood. There's a golden, some type of golden platform or something, golden pillar. He placed the blood of the dam on that golden one. He'd go back to where he stood initially. Now they brought the Sar Lashem. Right? They stay Sirim. He already did the Goral. So they bring to him the Sar Lashem, which is about the Shecht. He shachto, he shechts the goat. The kibo b'mizrak is damo. He catches the blood. Nichnas l'makom shenichnas. He goes back to the same place he entered, which is the Kodesh Kedoshim. V'amad b'makom shaman. He stands where he stood beforehand. V'hiz amimenu. Now he sprinkles the blood of the goat on the aron. Achas l'malava shev l'mata. V'kachay amona. This is how he'd count. Achas, achas v'achas, achas v'shaim v'chule. Yatz. Then he'd exit after sprinkling the blood of the sire. V'nichal akein zav hasheni. Then there's a second golden pillar where he'd place the blood of the goat there on top of him. Shebeichal. He actually argued until there's only actually one golden pillar. He just replaced it. Meaning beforehand, the blood of the par was on the golden pillar. He picked it up and now placed the blood of the goat there. And now he's holding the blood of the cow in his hand. And then he's a mimenu al parochas. Now he goes to the parochas with the blood of the cow, shekeneged haron, which is adjacent to the aron. Bibachot on the outside of the parochas, and then you do achas l'mala v'shev l'mata, and v'lohi v'skaven v'chule, just like we just said, v'kachay yamona, that's what count, achas, 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 v'chule, and then he'd not the dam asayer, v'niach dam hapar, then he'd go back out, he'd pick up the blood of the goat, he'd then place down the blood of the cow, v'izam imenu al parochas, he'd take the blood of the goat, he'd sprinkle on the parochas, shekeneged ha'aron, bibachot, achas l'mala v'shev l'mata, v'chule, and then after he sprinkled the blood of the goat, so then, ira dam hapar l'tocha dam hasar, he took the remaining blood of the cow, poured into the container, the vessel, with the blood of the goat. V'nasas amale the bereka, and then he poured that full thing back in the empty keli, everything mixed together, and we're going to see in the next mishnah what he do. He ended up going to the Mizbeach HaPanimi for this final sprinkling. So we'll stop here, because even though we have a few lines here, tomorrow's daf, at least Amud Beis is very, very short, so let's save it for tomorrow. Let's recap quickly what we did today. We start by talking about the order of the Ketoris, that although the Tzedukim felt you should mix the Gechalim and Ketoris outside the Kodesh Kedoshim, we paskin based on the Pesukim, you mix it only within the Kodesh Kedoshim. We spoke about why there's a separate Chiyum Misa for a Ketoris that's Chiser, and a separate one, Bi'erei Kanes. We had two examples whereby you need a separate Chiyum Misa of where they're independent of each other. Then we discussed the need for the double Ushan of two sources for Mala Ushan, either to teach me one is for the Iker root, one's for the leaf, or to teach me one's for the Mishkan in the Midbar, one's for Mishkan Shiloh Beis HaMikdash, or to teach me Yom Kippur versus the rest of the year, or to teach me Chal Mitzvah Chal Akev, or one to teach me Chal Lazara Chal Leonish. Then we discussed that the by Achrei Moshe Ben Aaron, that the Azhara of Mal Ashim was given before they died, but the Onish was given only after they had died. So why did they die? They died according to our Gemara, at least, because they passed in the Shaila in front of Moshe Benu, which was that the Eish, you read this Mishmaim, you still need the Mitzvah Lehedyo, Lehavi Minahedyo. We discussed then the Indian of walking backwards when you leave a Makom Kedusha, based on David Shlomo HaMelech, walking back from Givon to Yerushalayim, and so too, whenever the Kohen Levi Yisrael walk out of the base of America, it should be backwards. So to a Talmud who leaves his Rebbe, he should also walk backwards. We discussed the Tefillah walking three steps back, giving covered first to your left side, which is the right of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then the other side. Then the Tefillah of the Kohen Gadol inside the Kodesh Kedoshim, the Tefillah of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, and then the one Maisa where the Kohen Gadol davened for a long time, and then this Mishnah about the continuation of the Seder Avoda, of the sprinkling of the blood of the cow on the Aron, and the blood of the Sayer on the Aron, and the blood of the cow on the Parochas, and the blood of the Sayer on the Parochas. Okay, we'll stop here, everybody. Have a wonderful day.